Congressman Sam Graves joins us today, and several topics we want to hit on. And first of all, this seems to be the never-ending topic. How about USMCA? Are we getting closer to maybe bringing this up for a vote?
Well, we were hoping we were, and the thing is ready to go. But, you know, the more we deal with this impeachment stuff and it continues to go on, then we aren't getting things like trade done. We're not getting, you know, this prescription bill done. We're not getting infrastructure done. We're not getting the appropriations bills done. You know, we're just not doing anything but focusing on this impeachment investigation.
Are there some of the Democratic concerns with USMCA that are being addressed as we wait for it to come up for a vote?
Yes. You know, this is the frustrating thing. This thing has been negotiated. It's ready to go. It's done. You know, everybody has agreed to it except for Congress ratifying it. And, you know, those concerns that you know, keep getting thrown out there, like, you know, changing the labor protection stuff that's in there. I mean, it's just false. We need to finish this thing and get it over with. You know, we need those markets back open. And the fact that Pelosi just sits there on it is very frustrating.
Does she need to, from her standpoint, does she need to bring this up? Because I believe some of her representatives need to have a vote on this, don't they?
Absolutely. We need to get it done. And like I say, it'll pass. There's enough bipartisan support in the House to pass this thing right through. So, you know, there's no reason to hold it up any longer except for the fact that, you know, they're spending so much time with impeachment, they're not getting to everything else.
All right, you mentioned impeachment. What is happening? What's legal? What's not legal?
Well, right now, you know, the investigation process is taking hold. A total of seven committees in the House of Representatives are doing investigations now and you know, kind of going through this. You know, the Mueller investigation turned out to be just a nothing. And now, you know, we're going through this process with impeachment, and you know, it's just never ending. I think they wake up every single morning just trying to figure out how to hate this president more, when we should just be getting on with the work that we need to do.
From your standpoint, what do you see happening moving forward with this?
Well, it's just hard to tell, but right now, you know, if it continues to be as partisan as it is, you know, they will just move straight on through with it. The president is not going to be allowed to, and this is the first time that this has happened in an impeachment process. The president is not going to be allowed to call witnesses. The Republicans in the House are not going to be allowed to cross-examine any of the witnesses. This is all being one-sided, you know, from the Democrat standpoint. And, you know, it's a very, very unfair process. We need to do process is what we need, just like in a court of law, and that's essentially what this is. And this is, you know, this is breaking every precedent that we've ever set.
All right. Has the president done anything wrong to get to this point?
Well, from what I can tell, I have not seen anything. You know, you have to ask, what law has been broken? You know, you go through the transcript, and I have read through that, and I've also read through some of the depositions, and I have yet to see an actual law that has been broken. So, you know, you can't impeach a president just because you hate him.
All right, you've been in politics for an awful long time, and I've been talking to you since the mid-90s. Have you ever seen one person targeted like this president has been?
No, I haven't. And you know, again, this comes back to, you know, just waking up in the morning and trying to figure out how to hate somebody more. And you know, they do that every day. And the fact that we aren't working on any of these other pieces of legislation that are so important to the American people is you know, is evidence of that.
Okay. How about the infrastructure bill? Is that moving anywhere? Because I know that would go through your committee.
No, it's not going anywhere at the moment. It's, it's completely stalled. And, you know, again, it's over all of these investigations, and the Transportation Committee's been doing hearings. You know, the Democrats have been doing hearings on the Trump Hotel and on, you know, various things like that, and on contracts that have been let, you know, and seeing how much is being done for Kentucky as opposed to as opposed to other states. You know, it's stuff that's just not getting done for the American people because everybody's investigating the president.
How badly does this country need an infrastructure proposal passed to address all kinds of needs?
Well, all you have to do is drive down the road, you know, and feel the the roughness to know how bad we need to do this. And we're trying to do, you know, some things, outside of the infrastructure bill. For instance, getting the infra grant for the Rocheport Bridge, which is going to free up money for other bridges throughout the state. Getting the money for the low density population areas. You know, we got another $21 million for bridges. They're going to fix 40 bridges in northern Missouri in the Northeast District and Northwest District of MoDOT, which is money. And those are things that's good, but we need an overall infrastructure bill or surface transportation bill, and we're just not working on it.
All right, and finally, Congressman, we're several months removed from what would be the worst of the flooding, but some folks are still dealing with it. How is this moving forward as far as dealing with the aftermath?
Well, folks are still dealing with it, and now the Corps of Engineers is releasing 80,000 cubic feet per second from Gavin's Point. Here we go once again. The waters come back up. We have people that are displaced. We have people that have had water in their homes, since March, and it's extraordinarily frustrating. FEMA. And I encourage people too, if you're dealing with FEMA and you're having trouble with FEMA, please call my office and let me help you navigate through this. But it doesn't look like it's going to be ending anytime soon. We have seen some of the levee repairs have started. Now, when the water came back up, we had to stall that until the water goes back down. But this is just something that has been extraordinarily frustrating. It's a hair pulling thing, and I know people are people are displaced out there, and we need to get them back in there, get back in so they can repair their homes and get those levees repaired, but we got to get the water back down.
All right, you're a flyer too. When you're up in the air and you look down and see this, what comes to your mind?
It just makes you want to cry. We've got farmland that, there's a good chance it won't be productive for at least 2 years. So you've got, communities and you've got homes, that have just been devastated. And it's like a barren landscape. It's like something from the moon, there's sand deposits everywhere. There's water everywhere. It's just devastating.
Congressman Sam Graves has joined us today on Regional Radio.